Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Trump in Mexico, Gulf Storm. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump and Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto will meet today just hours before he makes the highly anticipated speech on immigration in Arizona. Correspondent Phil Mattingly on the tug of war in the campaign.
One camp that's very worried about the idea of meeting with a foreign leader on such notice. But another one, a camp that Donald Trump himself subscribed to, was the acceptance that this is a bold move and a move designed to show that he can play at the highest heights of the world stage.
Florida's Gulf Coast on edge as a tropical depression approaches. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We have 8,000 members of the National Guard ready to be mobilized if we need them. We are going to do the right thing. You have great local leadership here. You have great emergency management team here in Hillsborough County in this part of the state. You actually have it all across our state. But everybody at the state level will be prepared and will be prepared to take care of this.
Tropical storm warning also out for North Carolina's Outer Banks. I'm Elliot Francis. Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida is the winner of the Democratic primary in her district. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports.
She had to give up her job as chair of the Democratic Party amid revelations of emails showing leanings within the headquarters in Washington toward Hillary Clinton versus Bernie Sanders. But a clear majority of Democratic voters in Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz's South Florida district didn't care. She turned back a primary challenge from law professor Tim Canova. He had raised a very impressive $3.3 million for the contest, thanks in large part to Bernie Sanders' backers looking to exact revenge on Wasserman Schultz. Sanders had long claimed she was against his far-left bid for the White House, but he did not campaign on behalf of Canova. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Also in Florida, Senator Marco Rubio moves on to the November election with a win in that state's GOP Senate primary. Right now, Dow futures are down 3. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS in Virginia. It is still some way off, but Maryland is taking the first step toward building a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
You'll never get a new bridge if you don't start with this NEPA study.
With the bridge rising behind him, Governor Hogan on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay says he wants to get this long process started now.
It will allow us to identify a potential location for a new Chesapeake Bay crossing and to explore the potential financing options.
He says this current bridge can be maintained through 2065, but by 2040, traffic will increase by 30%.
Daily backups could extend up to 13 miles.
He says this study will take about 4 years. At the Bay Bridge, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Another big announcement's expected today from Governor Hogan. He and State Controller Peter Francho are having a news conference this afternoon where they're expected to announce an executive order mandating that public schools not open before Labor Day from now on. Maryland's getting a new license plate design. The War of 1812 plates are being phased out. The new design features a Maryland flag waving against a white background. Christine Neiser's with the MVA.
I encourage residents to actually go online. You can order a substitute plate that way for $20, and it'll be mailed to you in 7 to 10 days. It's very easy and very convenient.
Neiser says one reason for the change is the new design is easier for police to read. The Agriculture Department's office in Beltsville will reopen today after being closed yesterday following an unspecified email threat. A USDA spokesman says offices in Colorado, North Carolina, and West Virginia will also reopen today, all with additional security. One other location in West Virginia and a USDA office in Connecticut will, however, remain closed. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,454. The Nasdaq at 52.23. Sports: Max Scherzer shuts down the Phillies as the Nats win again. The O's beat Toronto, and the Redskins face the Buccaneers tonight in their final preseason game. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Suitland Parkway, that's where we have troubles right now, closed in each direction. Suitland Parkway closed as you're coming out of town from Alabama Avenue, coming into town from Route 5, Branch Avenue. Those are the closure points. If you're leaving the district, you might want to stick with 295. At this time, no delay. You can head down to the Beltway towards your destination. Inbound, you're taking off to Route 5. You can head over to Pennsylvania Avenue and 295. Just a couple options for you as they continue to work on this earlier pedestrian accident. U.S. Park Police at the scene, though, hope to get some lanes open before 6 o'clock, so watch that closely for you. Virginia Beltway Interloop, keep alert. We do have a crash cleanup and just a brief delay, so you're coming up on this at speed. Leaving Springfield toward Tyson's Interloop as you pass 50 Arlington Boulevard, two right lanes are blocked. And on southbound Interstate 95, Virginia, tractor-trailer crash southbound near Route 3 still blocks all the lanes. Traffic is diverted off of Route 3. You could stick with Route 1 as an option, too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march and big changes coming with temperatures. A nice cool down coming as we look ahead toward the end of the week. Some clouds mild this morning, some clouds and sunshine this afternoon, 92. By this evening, a few thunderstorms, 73. Some thunderstorms tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy later, 85. And then by Friday, a few clouds, highs only in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Burke, 63 in Bowie, 74 degrees in Washington. The incumbents proved to be unbeatable in three big primaries yesterday. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, it's time to get up, time to get around. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we've got quite the show for you here this morning. Coming up at 7:15, the Redskins game got moved up. Did you know that? And because of that, Trevor Maddich is going to be with us today at 7:15 to talk about the last preseason game. 7:35, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. And then at 8:15, special programming note, you don't want to miss it. On a day that Donald Trump is going to talk to the president of Mexico, we have Eric Trump scheduled to be with us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We don't have nationwide elections in this country. I mean, yes, we do have a national election day when we vote for president, but technically we have 50 statewide elections for president. We don't have a federal election, a national election run by Washington, D.C. But there's some indication that that might change, and it might change as early as this presidential election because of potential security threats to our election systems. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, I had Hans von Spakovsky. Now, he is a former election official, actually, and also is now a former Justice Department official as well, and he now works for Heritage Foundation. He knows everything there is to know about election fraud, so I brought him on so he can explain exactly what's going on here and whether there really is a threat. We want to hear from you. Do you think the feds should take over our election system for security's sake? Are you worried about the security of our election? Are you worried about outside hackers coming in? And do you think the feds have a role here coming in and taking over the election this presidential season? Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Listen to Hans von Spakovsky here sort of lay it out and break down what the actual threat is and isn't and what's really going on here.
Well, thanks for having me.
I don't get it. Connect these dots for me, because I don't understand how our election system could, in fact, be breached by outside hackers. The voter registration rolls, that's one thing, but that doesn't affect an election, does it?
No, it doesn't. And a lot of people are confusing that today. Look, this is one of the problems with states moving to online voter registration, which, as you know, is being recommended by all these civil rights groups and others. And that's why hackers were apparently able to get into these systems. But the online voter registration system, that isn't tied into and is not connected to the computers, for example, that are used to count ballots on Election Day or the electronic voting machines that are in precincts all over the country. There's no connection between the two.
In fact, the electronic voting machines, which, I mean, when you hear, you know, foreign hackers trying to infiltrate the election system of the United States of America, that's what you think. You think, you know, when I go up and I you know, press my buttons or whatever on the touch screen, that's what they're hacking. But those things, do they even have an internet connection of any kind? Are they even wired to anything that can be hacked?
No, the vast majority of them are not. In fact, they're not part of any kind of network. The articles are giving this impression that there's like a central computer system
Right. Running
elections in this country. Sorry, but that's not the case. We have literally thousands of different election jurisdictions across the country at the county, a city, township level, and they are not connected into any kind of central computer system. I guess maybe if you could come up with 10,000 Chinese or Russian hackers who could go into polling places and try to hack into the machines while everybody else is watching, well, maybe you could do it. But other than that, it'd be pretty damn difficult.
So, listen, Hans von Spakovsky, There's enough smoke here that I'm thinking I'm smelling a rat. Why suddenly is the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security raising this alarm and making the American people, through their statements, why are they making the American people feel like our voting system is, in fact, vulnerable to an international hack?
Well, I noticed today that people like Harry Reid and others are all taking this up. I frankly think this is a step towards trying to scare folks so that they can do something that the left, progressive left, has long wanted, which is a federal takeover of the election administration process. They can't stand the fact that states and counties run elections in this country. The federal government doesn't. If the federal government took this over and was running elections, it would be a lot easier for them to dictate to the states things like, hey, you can't have voter ID. You've got to allow same-day registration. You've got to have 30 or 40 days of early voting. And because we have a federal system, they can't do that right now.
Yeah, see, now it makes sense. Okay, so basically this is, in a way, a power grab through Homeland Security saying, oh, the states are too vulnerable and our elections are too vital. We can't risk... For a national election like for a president, we can't risk the states being vulnerable to an outside hack. So we're going to now federalize all of our elections. The states no longer are in control of them. And then that allows them to dictate some things outside of just protecting from an outside hack that actually isn't a danger.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Now, look, I'm not going to downplay the fact that, yeah, hackers got into the voter registration system, although the reports say they didn't actually alter any data. All they got were voter records, which you probably know you can buy voter registration records in almost every state.
Exactly. Most of that is public records. That's what I said when we addressed this story this morning. So when they said that they're very concerned about it messing with the integrity of this November's election because they got into the voter rolls, I didn't quite understand how it would affect it if it's public information.
No, that's exactly right. Now, the problem is if they can get in and start altering voter registrations. Yes. Now, but the FBI says, well, that didn't actually happen in either of these cases.
We got to watch these guys. Hans von Spakovsky is, again, a former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission, also worked in the Justice Department in the Department of Civil Rights, and now a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for clearing this up. It makes more sense now.
Thanks.
I'm here from the federal government, and I'm here to help. That's kind of what we're hearing now. So what could go wrong? You just heard Hans von Spakovsky. He's an expert on this stuff. What do you think? Should the feds get involved? You know, for our own security and safety's sake. 888-630-WML. It was about gosh, an hour and a half after that interview yesterday, Brian Wilson, that we saw this story from Paul Bedard in the Washington Examiner that said, yes, absolutely, Department of Homeland Security is looking very seriously at taking their powers over critical infrastructures that could be at risk from foreign hackers and foreign tampering, and saying, hey, elections are a critical infrastructure. It's under our jurisdiction. We're now in charge. And I don't like it.
You know, yesterday we started talking about this, and we were talking about what happened in Illinois and what happened in Arizona. In Illinois, they got some voter registration information, which, as you point out, is sort of public information anyway, but they didn't do anything with it. They didn't try to harm the system, as far as we can tell. And then in Arizona, apparently somebody in an election capacity had some malware on their computer. Hell, I had that on my computer last week. I mean, you know, I you remember I was talking about it. I had problems with my computer and some. Yeah. I had got some malware in there, and it took me about 2 or 3 days to get it worked out. So these don't sound like they're that serious a threat. I keep wondering, why in the world would you want to do that? Why would you want to? And the idea of the Fed getting their fingers in the election pie when it is right now controlled by some 9,000 different jurisdictions in the country is concerning to me. And if I were the Secretary of State of Ohio, for example, and the federal government came to me and said, we're going to take over your elections, I would say, you know what you can do with that idea. If you have some ideas for me, leave them there on the table. Good day, sir. I'm done with you.
Yes.
And that would have been the end of it. But I don't know that you could be able to do that if they declare it to be a national security event.
Well, and so are you concerned that that's going to happen, or do you think it's a good idea? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys. Crews dealing with another pedestrian accident this morning. Unfortunately, enclosed each direction is the Suitland Parkway. So listen closely if you use the Suitland Parkway here. Inbound, you're being diverted at Route 5, Branch Avenue. If you're leaving town, you're diverted at Alabama Avenue. Leaving town, a good option for you would be to stick with 295 and head down to the Capitol Beltway. Now, U.S. Park Police at the scene are hoping to get some lanes open by 6 o'clock. So watching that closely for you. But again, the Suitland Parkway with the closure in each direction. Let's go Virginia. Interstate 95 in the southbound direction. A tractor-trailer crash from overnight. Southbound still being diverted onto Route 3 eastbound. So when you're eastbound, then you can hit Route 1 to go south. Or you could stick with Route 1 as your option altogether. North on 95, your lanes are open. Then we'll continue through Stafford up through to the Beltway. 95 northbound, fine. 395, no troubles. And then just the alert on the inner loop at 50, Arlington Boulevard crash. Looks like most of that activity off to the right shoulder, but still a lot to check out. Briefest of delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 92 degrees tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies and maybe a scattered thunderstorm developing during the evening, low 73. And then tomorrow we're looking at isolated storms in the morning and then cloudy skies later in the day, high near 85. Right now, 75 degrees in the nation's capital, 517 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
I do think that we should carefully consider whether our election system, our election process, is critical infrastructure.
That's DHS Secretary Jay Johnson a little earlier this month, actually, raising those very important words, critical infrastructure. Watch that, because that's what the language of the DHS charter includes in terms of what they have jurisdiction over.
That's what they do with, like, the power grid and other key infrastructure systems in this country.
Al in Silver Spring, you're first up on WMAL. Do you think this is a good idea or bad idea?
Oh, I think it's a horrible idea. You'll never see another Republican president. That this is just so typical. The left wants to centralize everything so that the Democratic Party of the United States will become the Communist Party of the United States, and we're going to have a one-party system.
All right, Al. I mean, listen, some people, we already do have a one-party system in some states and cities around this country. And yes, I mean, that's a grave concern there. And this is the amazing logic to me. You know, this is a real problem out there, and the states are having trouble with it, so the federal government's going to come in and fix it. When has that ever happened?
Well,
when have look at how they helped our healthcare system
out. If they're going to be in charge of security, then why didn't they do something to protect the millions of people who got hacked at the Office of Personnel Management?
Right. They have their own hacking issues.
Wasn't that
already
their responsibility there as well?
Barbara in Dumfries here next up on WMAL. Hey, Barbara.
Hi. Good morning. I just wanted to kind of reiterate and reword what the expert had said, that you're taking all these thousands of little systems where they're relatively unhackable and putting them into one large system, which is so easy to hack. The other thing is, yeah, on the political side, is that I think, and every time I hear this talk about pulling it all centralized, is that I think that they're ready to say, if Trump won, that it's all because the Russians hacked it.
I'm sorry, I missed that. You kind of dropped out there. What was all because the Russians hacked it?
That if they pull it all together, they can say, oh, the reason Trump won was because the Russians hacked it. Question the results.
Right. Okay, yeah, exactly. Thank you, Barbara. Exactly. Trump won. Clearly, we've been hacked by the Russians.
This couldn't possibly be real.
But insert in the name of any Republican, frankly.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. I mean, it doesn't matter, because people will say, well, sure, okay, fine, let the feds be in charge. And then when a Republican is president, then it'll be a Republican Homeland Security Secretary. So the Republicans can be in charge of the election
fundamentally
system.
Isn't it a bad idea to have the party in power overseeing the election?
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about here.
Exactly what we're talking about. And set aside political parties for a minute. Is it a bad idea to have Washington, D.C., who, this city and this industry that is the federal government has their own agenda sometimes that transcends party lines? Is it good for them to be in charge of what happens in all 50 states and then in every county within those states and every precinct within those states with regard to the election system?
I'm smelling a rat here.
Ray in Beltsville, you're next up on WML. We keep hearing these stories, Ray, that the hackers are coming and we're under a grave threat. Shouldn't the Fed step in?
Good morning, guys. Hell no. They can't run a carnival, much less anybody ever heard of IRS, Obamacare, and you want the federal government, somebody wants the federal government to manage elections in this country? My vote is my vote.
Well said. I think that man has a Gadsden flag in his front yard.
It seems, I don't
blame him.
Seems a little wound up. Understandably so.
He should be. Bert in St. Mary's County. You're on WMAL. Is this a good idea, Bert?
I think it's a terrible idea. I think they're using that, making an excuse saying that there's Russian hackers and all this. I think it was that whole thing was a prelude to trying to all of a sudden the Democrats care about
Democrats are so worried about election integrity. This is the same party who's been telling us since the Acorn scandals that there's no voter fraud in this country. It doesn't matter. But the Russians are coming.
Yeah,
the Russians
That's
are
right.
coming. More of your calls on this in a moment. It's 5:22.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. Maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Better news. Suitland Parkway, U.S. Park Police have just released traffic. Suitland Parkway in each direction. That had been blocked for about 4 hours with an investigation from a pedestrian accident. Can't stress enough. Pedestrians need to watch for cars. Cars watch for pedestrians. So important. Suitland Parkway. Go ahead. You can use that coming into town without any closure points or detours. Same story outbound. Again, with all lanes open. Now let's go Virginia. Interstate 95 pushing a little bit with the volume in Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. That's what we normally see about this time in the morning. So northbound, fine. It's southbound. If you're heading south and heading down toward Fredericksburg, we still have the closure. Southbound 95 diverted onto Route 3 from the overnight track trailer accident. You might want to stick with Route 1 too through that stretch as an option. 66, we've been quiet, good. No problems to report on the Greenway or the toll road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march. That front keeping tropical systems, plural, away from us over the next 5 days. A few clouds this morning, mild. This afternoon, partly cloudy and still hot, 92. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening, 73. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow morning, cloudy tomorrow afternoon. North breeze, so we're cooler, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 526 on WMAL.
There is a vital national interest in our election process, so I do think we need to consider whether it should be considered by my department and others critical infrastructure.
Secretary Jay Johnson of Homeland Security raising the alarm over some vulnerabilities in our election system. Of course, we don't have one election system. We have multiple systems spread across all of our states, our counties, and our precincts. And those voting booths, those little stations where you cast your ballot, if it's electronic, they're not wired up and networked to anything. No one can hack into it, per se, unless they had, you know, an individual hacker go to every single polling place across the country, as Hans von Spakovsky pointed out yesterday on the Drive at 5. So what's all this about? What's this about the FBI director yesterday making a big show over potential vulnerabilities? Is it so the federal government can take over the election process? Bill in Maryland, your thoughts, sir.
Hey, Bill, good morning.
I heard this report yesterday, and I just smell the rat like you did. I'd say the rat is Jay Johnson, and, why can't we have receipts for after we vote? Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Listen, people are already, suspicious of our voting system and about who's counting the votes and who's in charge of counting the votes. And now to suggest that centralizing all of this, what makes anybody think that the federal government is going to be better at protecting this?
Well, they don't have a history of doing that. I mean, they tried to centralize our health care, and how did that work out?
I mean, I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
528 on WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal. Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Coming up on WMAL, more stories about how the Clinton Foundation influenced the State Department with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Plus, the FBI might be releasing their notes on their investigation of Hillary's email servers as early as today. All that straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump has been under pressure to clarify where he stands on the finer points of illegal immigration. Today we'll find out. But now there's a new twist.
We knew there was going to be an important speech, an important moment in Donald Trump's campaign on Wednesday. We just didn't know it would involve a visit to Mexico. Now, Donald Trump's immigration speech scheduled for Wednesday in Arizona is still on. What was unexpected was his visit to Mexico to meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. The president's office saying they extended invitations to both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and then the meeting will be private.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has easily won the Republican nomination to retain his seat. He'll face Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy in November. Murphy beat Congressman Alan Grayson in that primary. In Arizona, meanwhile, Senator John McCain beat a primary challenge from a Republican Tea Party activist to win the right to seek a sixth term in November. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has announced a $5 million study to explore a potential new Chesapeake Bay crossing.
The existing Bay Bridge spans can be safely maintained through preservation and maintenance until the year 2065. But the reality is that there is simply too much traffic, and that in the years to come, it will continue to get worse.
The study will begin this fall. It could take up to 4 years to complete. Today, Governor Hogan's expected to make another big announcement at an afternoon news conference. Hogan is expected to announce an executive order barring public schools from opening before Labor Day from now on. And Hawaii's Big Island is preparing for the first hurricane to make landfall there in years. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,454, the Nasdaq at 52,23. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out 11 over 8 innings as the Nats edge the Phillies. The Orioles gain some ground with a win over the Blue Jays, and the Redskins close out the preseason tonight in Tampa Bay. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have trouble concentrating and remembering information? Do you feel tired all the time? These symptoms, along with many others that are medically documented, may be due to low testosterone. Now, don't brush off low T as just signs of getting older. You got to take action by learning about pellet therapy, the gold standard for testosterone replacement for men and women. Pellet therapy has been widely studied and accepted by medical experts as the most effective delivery system for low T. By providing consistent, healthy levels of testosterone with time-release pellets, you're not going to feel fluctuations of energy that are often associated with other therapies. As area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Dr. Jones and the entire staff at Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to safely alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Contact Principal Medical Group today to learn more at 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or visit principalmedicalgroup.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and air times. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here to tell you about the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. That's right. Now, for the first time ever, you'll get a month of Genucel free with your order today. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel, but you gotta call them right now. Now, you've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment. It's called Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy. I use it. I love it. So will you. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Here's what Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California, had to say. I've been using this product for over a year now and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. Call now and you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder even before its official launch. It's going to blow your mind and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel sell today. Call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you call now, shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel from New York Avenue. Here's the story. Inbound New York Avenue, right as you would make that left turn at the light to get into the tunnel entrance, that's where an accident has you blocked off, so you cannot get into the tunnel right now off of inbound New York Avenue, or outbound for that matter. If you're coming from, say, the Southeast Southwest Freeway, you are able to get into the tunnel and then make your exit onto either direction of New York Avenue. I'll let you know when any of those lanes get open. That's a little bit of an obstacle right now for our commuters coming inbound. Have a little bit of delay too in on 50 as you push through Chevrolet just to get toward DC 295 or onto New York Avenue. Beltway looks good. Virginia, Maryland, no troubles there. 66, quiet start. 95, Virginia, a little bit better news. Southbound looks like one lane now open in the Fredericksburg area. Southbound 95 at Route 3, so you're no longer forced to detour. But again, only one lane open with the crash. Northbound, no problems. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the mark. That front keeping tropical systems, plural, away from us over the next 5 days. A few clouds this morning, mild. This afternoon, partly cloudy and still hot, 92. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening, 73. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow morning, cloudy tomorrow afternoon, north breeze, so we're cooler, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 65 in Stafford, 64 in Silver Spring, 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. The time is 5:37, and you're starting your day the right way here on Mornings on the Mall. 7:15, Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst, on tonight's final preseason game. 7:35, KJ McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. And at 8:15, Eric Trump. Trump, that's a familiar name. I wonder if he's that would be the son of the GOP nominee. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, it's time for some food news. I mean, who doesn't like to talk about food? Especially when you're hungry early in the morning. Well, some of this will make you hungry, some of it will not.
Some of it will make you sick. Yeah. We'll get Rosanna Dana out here.
Here's a thing. Okay, so, you know, you decide, you know, I want something refreshing to drink.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people would say, well, go get yourself a Slurpee, or go get yourself a Coca-Cola, or get yourself a Dr. Pepper. And other people say, well, wait, that's
or
not
a beer.
Yeah, well, they say say that those sodas would not be a good choice, right? What you want to do if you want to drink something healthy is you go to your smoothie place, right, and you get a smoothie.
Oh, I see. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a better alternative, many people believe, because it's got fruit, it's got vitamins, it's all mixed together, and it's supposed to be good for you, right?
Right.
Not so much. 50 people in 5 states are confirmed to have hepatitis A. And many of them are from Virginia. Some 44 of them are from Virginia residents down near Richmond. And they traced it back and they found out they went to a tropical smoothie cafe and ordered up a smoothie with strawberries that apparently were infected. Some kind of Hep A connection there. And they were Egyptian strawberries, by the way.
Hep A from an Egyptian strawberry. So hold on. You said more than 50 people in 5 states are confirmed with hepatitis
yes,
A.
But the vast majority come from Virginia.
44 of them are from Virginia.
Right.
So that means the other 7 are from the other 4 other states.
That's right.
All right. Well, but
so
know,
a vast majority of this happened in Richmond, and it's all been tracked back to smoothies.
Tropical smoothie cafe.
And strawberries from Egypt.
But I don't think that means that, generally speaking, people should not forego having smoothies in general.
I'm just
Brian,
saying.
Listen, you're making a larger
here,
point
here. Here we go. I mean, I don't know anybody that ever got sick from drinking a Dr. Pepper. Name me one person.
Well, there would be a diabetes connection there.
Well, maybe. Okay. You make a point there. All right. So you know, look, the poor people at Chipotle have had a run of bad
luck.
Those
poor people at Chipotle.
I mean, you know.
It's been a hell of a time for them.
Yeah, you know, because they found out that there was all this E. coli and stuff that was in their burritos. And so they've been trying to fight. Apparently, have you heard any more stories like that lately? No.
You haven't. But it damaged their brand.
It damaged their brand
a
lot.
It really did.
And so they've decided they're going to try to get people to come back. And one of the ways they're going to do it is they're giving kids free meals on Sundays with the purchase of a burrito, salad, taco, or regular menu item. And they get a fun coloring book.
It's a kid's meal.
Yeah, it's a kid's meal.
It's a fun meal, a happy meal.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I have to say, I used to go to Chipotle a lot, but I mean, and although I intellectually understand that I probably am not going to have trouble if I go to my local Chipotle and get a burrito bowl,
yeah,
I haven't been back.
Yeah,
and I guess there's a lot of people like that.
It planted that seed.
It planted that seed, and I think it plants the seed in a lot of people. So they're trying to put things right and get things back on the right track. And free meals at Chipotle if you're a kid.
My 17-year-old is addicted to Chipotle, and she continues to be. And I said, so the E. coli thing is like... Please. I put enough hot sauce on this. It'll kill anything that's in there.
A child with whom I am well familiar said, ooh, nasty.
Yeah, see, there you
so,
go.
So, I mean, it depends, I guess. But there you go. Chipotle trying to make things right. And here's the, I think, one of the great stories I've seen in a while. And this is a wonderful story. It has to do with one of my favorite foods. It's my favorite food group, the pizza food group.
Brian, that's not actually a food group.
Well, it should be. Because, you know, pizza has a lot of great things in it. It's got your meat, it's got your tomatoes, yes. It's got your cheese, it's got your dairy.
Yes.
I mean, what's not though? It's got your grain. It's the perfect food in my estimate.
One could argue it is an amalgam of all food groups.
Exactly.
All in one.
I mean, how can you go wrong?
Yes.
I had some pizza just last night, as a matter of fact.
It's got the grease group is represented in there.
In some cases.
With the grease,
if you don't do it right.
On top.
So anyway, they decided that this company, they're going to run a little survey to find out what would motivate the employees the most. Would it be a promise of a small cash bonus if you got your work done in a timely fashion,
right,
or if you met your quotas?
Well, you would think money always talks.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Yeah, or maybe a nice pat on the back in the form of a text in which, you know, the boss said, hey, shout out to old Charlie over there. He really did a great job this week.
That's nice. That goes a long way sometimes.
Sometimes.
When
a
boss goes out of his way to give praise and compliments for
positive,
a job well
positive
done.
Positive reinforcement.
That really does go a long way.
I really love it when a boss gives you positive reinforcement. Yeah. Well, and then they had a group where they did nothing. But the last group,
yes,
they said, you know, if you meet your quotas and everything, there's going to be pizza. Well, guess which group did best?
I have a hunch.
The pizza group.
Yeah.
Even more than money, they were motivated by the pizza.
Now you would think that the cash money talks, right? And besides, if you get money, you can take that money and buy pizza if you want it. But the money actually came in third place. The compliments from the boss came in a very close second.
Wow, you'd think that managers would note that.
Pizza, 6.7% productivity increase. The compliments from the boss, 6.6%. So it was very close. By the way, the group that... Oh, actually, excuse me. The group getting cash actually decreased productivity by 6%, while both the praise group and the pizza group did better than the control group over a long period of time.
So our boss, if he's listening, pizza would be good.
Pizza.
Combined, those two things. I mean, you would be knocking it out of the park if you did that. That's absolutely right.
We should all be eating more pizza at work.
All right, 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Chronic Pain Management on Wednesday, September 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Attend Ageless Health 2016, maximizing the fountain of your youth. Live without pain and finally restore your physical capacity. Join radio personality and author Dr. Tom Rozelle, DC and guest speakers at Ageless Health 2016 on Thursday, October 13th at the Angelica Film Center, Mosaic in Fairfax, Virginia. Learn why Ageless Health is the most effective way to create a lifelong healthcare plan that will change your life forever. For event details and early bird registration, call 703-698-7117 or visit agelesshealth2016.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, Jamie Wittens and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We are cruising. New York Avenue commuters, better news. If you heard me talk about the closure to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's history. Police just left the scene of the crash. Now open all lanes inbound New York Avenue and the access to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel. So happy about that. Not quite so happy about DC 295. We're coming to a halt here between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Reports of a crash. Police are on their way now to that location. In on 50 through Chevrolet, bit of volume. Baltimore, Washington Parkway is in good shape both inside and outside of the Capitol Beltway. Maryland, 270 through Urbana and down toward 109. The heavy volume starting. Same story with 66. Greenway and Toll Road quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march. That front keeping tropical systems, plural, away from us over the next 5 days. A few clouds this morning, mild. This afternoon, partly cloudy and still hot, 92. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening, 73. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow morning, cloudy tomorrow afternoon. North breeze, so we're cooler, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees in your nation's capital, 547.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
All right, here is some news from 2016 elections, much of it aimed at Hillary's side of the equation. But let me start off by talking a little bit about polls. You know, Polls are hard to follow when you lay out a bunch of numbers, but let me just sort of give you the broad brush picture here. There is an undeniable trend in the last few days that the polls nationwide are tightening. And little by little, if you look around the country, there are a lot of examples of where Donald Trump is starting to come back and Hillary Clinton's numbers are starting to slide. Here's just one, a Reuters poll. This is their rolling poll. How's it at 41-36 advantage Clinton? And that is a real vast improvement over recent days. And if you look at the graph on this, there is an undeniable trend that Trump's numbers are going up and Clinton's numbers are going down. 10%, by the way, in that poll said that they were going to vote for somebody else. 9% refused to answer, and 4.3% said they will not vote. That's interesting. Still huge problems for Donald Trump in Colorado and Virginia, where Clinton has double-digit leads, Pennsylvania looking like a very tough haul. But I must tell you, what you look for in the polls many times is a trend, and the trend right now seems to be advantage Trump to the detriment of Hillary Clinton.
Now, is it truly, as you lay it out there, in terms of Trump rising while Hillary is dropping? Because I've been looking at a lot. It seems to me that it's mostly Hillary dropping, isn't it?
Look at the Reuters graph, and it shows Trump coming up and Hillary coming down.
Okay.
So, I think you can make the case. There's a new poll that just came out a moment ago that said that Trump has improved dramatically in North Carolina, where he needed to improve,
frankly. If he doesn't win North Carolina,
it would be over. Yeah, by the way, a lot of Hillary news, and none of it is very flattering to the former Secretary of State. The FBI will soon release its notes on the recommendation it made to the Department of Justice to not charge her in the email investigation. This will include a lot of details that we've not seen before, including the so-called 302 reports, which are said to be very interesting. However, as you know, at the end of the day, the FBI decided they would not recommend that there be a prosecution of Hillary Clinton on this matter, but we're going to understand the rationale before it, and I'm sure there's going to be some interesting details that come out, perhaps later today. State Department has found 30 documents that may relate to Benghazi. That's right, Benghazi. I mean, Judicial Watch has been asking for Benghazi documents time immemorial, and they have not been getting much from them. And now, apparently, and the FBI gave the State Department some of the documents that it found in its investigation, and the State Department has now gone into court and said, yeah, there's 30 documents that relate to Benghazi. We need 30 days to review them. What, one document a day?
Yeah, exactly.
30 documents, 30 days?
Right.
Come on.
Well, and it's because they have sensitive classified material in it. Oh, no. They told us there wasn't any sensitive classified material.
There
should be no problem with them just dumping it all out there.
Yeah,
now.
Just get it out there. There should be no problem whatsoever. So the Benghazi document story, I think, is very, very interesting that there are Benghazi documents out there, and that now what you'll see is that the State Department will take 30 days, and they will heavily redact this stuff so that it's impossible to make heads or tails out of what was being said. But the bigger story here, perhaps, is that the FBI found these documents among deleted documents that Hillary Clinton had deleted.
Right.
So she wasn't supposed to be deleting work emails.
The yoga lesson emails.
Yeah.
Right.
This is supposed to be about, you know, Chelsea's wedding and going to yoga practice and all that kind of stuff. This is not supposed to have anything to do with actual business of the State Department. Last time I checked, the Benghazi matter was a matter that was work-related.
Not only was it work-related and subject to all those FOIA requests, but they were also subpoenaed documents from multiple committees on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
What happens when you delete an email that's been subpoenaed by U.S. Congress?
Well, I know what happened to most everybody else, but not to her. It's time for El Rushmo 551.
It was October 2014. A guy named John Kevin Wood, shocked at what his daughter was being taught at La Plata High in Charles County, Maryland. She had to memorize the five pillars of Islam, as well as write and recite the Muslim statement of faith, including, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger." She was taught that most Muslims' faith is stronger than the average Christian. The students were also taught that Islam is a peaceful religion, and that jihad is a personal struggle in devotion to Islam, especially involving spiritual discipline. Well, Mr. Wood and his wife objected. They believed the so-called history lessons were impermissibly promoting a religion, Islam. So he contacted a school. and his daring to object infuriated administrators. He was banned from setting foot on his daughter's high school campus that he pays for with his taxes. Now, according to the order, Mr. Wood supposedly made threats against the school. He says the only threat he made was to go to the media to expose what was going on. Now, this year, Mr. and Mrs. Wood's daughter is graduating. In addition to pending litigation over the forced Islam lessons, Mr. Wood now has to sue the school so that he can legally attend his daughter's graduation. Incidentally, Mr. Wood is a Marine Corps veteran who lost buddies in Operation Desert Storm. This sure doesn't sound like the America he was defending, does it, folks?
Rush, noon to three. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marland on 270 off to a good start. Just the volume, but a lot of it through Urbana and down toward 109. But that's the thick of it. If you're joining on anywhere, say south of that area, delay free. Heading through Gaithersburg, Rockville, down through to the Capitol Beltway. 95 Baltimore Washington Parkway also good. Not so good inside the Beltway and heading through town. DC 290. 95. I know this early, but we're at a crawl because of a crash. Southbound 295 after Benning Road, as you come up to East Capitol Street, scene of the crash. Police are there. On Virginia 66, good. Inside the Beltway, it'll take you 50, Arlington Boulevard. Looks like we have an incident as you approach Washington Boulevard, so that's in the area of Fort Myer. On, again, 50 inbound right before you get to Washington Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold fronts on the march and big changes coming with temperatures. A nice cool down coming as we look ahead toward the end of the week. Some clouds mild this morning. Some clouds and sunshine this afternoon, 92. By this evening, a few thunderstorms, 73. Some thunderstorms tomorrow morning, and then mostly cloudy later, 85. And then by Friday, a few clouds, highs only in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 75 degrees in the nation's capital at 556.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAF.
There are some new studies out that tell just how much your dog understands what you say. That is, of course, unless the dog is a beagle.
And late-breaking news last night. Donald Trump will be meeting with the president of Mexico prior to his big immigration speech in Arizona today. So, what do you think is going to be said at that meeting? We'll take your calls coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.